Research from the University of Utah explores the physical and mental health implications of social belonging in women. Author of the study, Lisa Diamond, says over the years, disproportionately high mental and physical health problems among marginalized people have been written off as minority stress, the cumulative chronic stress experienced because of discrimination and unfair treatment. Diamond argues the missing piece is what is known as social safety, the reliable social connections, belonging, and sense of protection individuals foster in their social networks. Through her research, Diamond found women who occupied one or more marginalized categories, such as those relating to race, sexuality, and gender, reported significantly lower social safety, leading to a greater risk for physical and mental problems.
That sense that you have people around you that are connected to you, invested in you, that you matter to, that feeling is a critical component of human health. It's not optional. It's not like the icing on a cake. It's the cake.
Diamond says the mental and physical effects one can endure don't depend so much on what type of marginalization one experiences, but rather comes from the mere fact of being discriminated against and misunderstood. She says a crucial aspect to good mental and physical health is ensuring access to safe and affirmative social ties. Diamond says the unpredictable and unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic ripped everyone's social safety right out from under them, leaving many feeling isolated. She adds that while remote work and online school ushered in by the pandemic have their benefits, many are still struggling to recuperate the sense of safety and normalcy they lost, which has made many deficient to the basic nourishment of affirmative social connection.
We should think carefully about the way we structure our days and our lives and make sure that we are prioritizing the face-to-face connections that are meaningful to us. We need that a lot more than we thought we did.
She encourages state policymakers and community leaders to adopt what she calls a safety-first approach, which begins by identifying whether an individual has access to relationships and people that can provide them with affirmation, protection, and belonging. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.